Hello guys, welcome to Ask Me Anything About Natural Hair podcast. I am your favorite girl, Chioma, the natural hair advocate, and today I'll be sharing a short story with you guys. Yeah, after which I will explain why I am doing this podcast. So the story is also related to what I want to share with you guys today on this episode. Before I go into details, I am Chioma, the founder of Faven Beauty Cosmetics and Natural Hair Africa. If this is your first time of listening to my podcast, Natural Africa is a digital platform where I teach women how to grow a healthy natural hair with ease while living their best life. While Faven Beauty Cosmetics is a sustainable cosmetics brand that formulates natural hair care products using eco-friendly and locally sourced ingredients. Welcome to my world. So this podcast is my world. You're welcome. So today, I'll be sharing with you guys a story of what happened that was last year. I was in a competition with a group of people in one Facebook group like that. What's the name of that? I can't remember. But something happened. So the competition was about writing posts, creating content, written contents and video contents on daily basis for 7 days. So on the first day, I made a post. Second day, I made a post. Like every a good number of the members of the group that are natural hair and those that are also interested in growing a healthy hair got glued. They were like, wow, yeah, your contents are amazing, enlightening. So I got series of messages. So one lady sent me a message, and she was like, listen to my convo with her. She sent the first thing, said, "Hello, good evening, Chioma. I just read your post on the group where you people are doing competition, and I decided to send you a message because I was impressed. Wow." And I replied immediately, and I was like, "Good evening, good to have you here, and thank you for reading my post. I'm glad you got value." And she now goes like this: "It's okay, please, I have a question to ask you about my natural hair. Hope you don't mind." And I replied, "Not to worry, go ahead. I look forward to being of help to African women on daily basis." She smiled. She sent me a smile emoji. She said, "Thank you." She now shared, listen to her story. She goes like this: "I started growing a natural hair in 2017, but my hair was so strong and difficult to manage. So on my quest to get a solution, a friend recommended a natural hair relaxer for me, saying it will soften my hair. I used it and my hair got chemically damaged. Since then, I have tried everything I can to repair and restore back the natural state of my hair, but all to no avail. I'm tired and confused because the state of my hair is now more than worse." Like when someone is saying that something is now more than worse, that was her words. So I now replied, "Wow, what did you say is name of the product again?" I was referring to the one the friend recommended. At this point, I was laughing so hard. Please, I'm sorry, but her message cracked me up. Like, what is? I was like, which one is natural hair? Please, if you are a Nigerian, you will understand my accent now and the things I'm saying now. But if you are not a Nigerian, please pardon me. Africans, you also understand me. So I was like, "Wow, what did you say is name of the product again?" At this point, I was laughing so hard. She replied, she said, "Natural hair relaxer. They said another name for it is texturizer." That was her response. And I replied, I said, "You say," and I used laughing emoji. At this point, I burst into laughter and made her know I was laughing by using this emoji. Thankfully, she replied with her own laughing emoji, like she understood me. She didn't get annoyed. Yeah, I love getting along with this kind of people that have sense of humor. My people, your natural hair is not the way you want it to be because you are using the wrong hair care product. After my conversation with her, I enlightened her the more, and that is the reason I'm doing this podcast. If you are listening to me now, listen carefully. Your hair is still not the way you want it to be because you are using the wrong hair care products on your hair. And that thing you people call natural hair relaxer is one of the wrongest. Please don't mind me. It's a wrong hair care product. And you shouldn't be using it on your hair, okay? There is nothing like natural hair relaxer. Such thing does not exist. Whatever breaks down the protein bonds of your natural hair is not for a healthy natural hair. Texturizer inclusive, whatever you call it, natural hair relaxer, texturizer, Teslas, whatever you guys call it. Please, it shouldn't be used on your hair unless you want to damage your hair chemically. Yeah, it's your hair. It's not mine, but you can't apply it on my own, okay? So, texturizers are refurbished relaxers, like upgraded name for relaxer. They call it texturizer to deceive natural hair people. All these things still contain one particular active ingredient that is called lye. Now me they tell you, go take me to anywhere, call me, I will defend it. If you're not in Nigeria, and I'm sorry, I'm speaking broken English in a vernacular, please. This thing I'm telling you now, this is Pidgin English. Let me use Pidgin English and tell you guys this thing, eh? See, now me they tell you, there is nothing like texturizer. It's a relaxer. Now me they tell you. And this is the case of most natural hair care products that contains harmful ingredients, harmful chemicals. That's why I always recommend Fabian Beauty Cosmetics, because I am the chief formulator and I know the ingredients we use. We use purely natural ingredients. So go and check us out at Fabian Beauty Hair Care on Instagram. Fabian Beauty Hair Care on Instagram. Fabian Beauty Hair Care on Instagram. Okay? Stop applying these products on your hair. Be guided, please. So, I will also share with you guys the reason why you shouldn't use texturizers on your hair. Our natural hair and scalp sebum naturally have a pH balance of 4.5, between 4.5 and 5.5. This natural hair acidity pH balance prevents fungi and bacteria in the hair and the scalp, and keeps the cuticle closed and healthy. Many of the hair products that you apply on your hair disrupt the natural state, the natural pH balance of your hair, and causes itchy scalp. This is why most of you do have dandruff. Yes, it causes itchy scalp, dryness, dandruff. All these things are, most of these cases are caused by disruption of the pH balance of our scalp. Please ensure that your hair care products are pH balanced. Please. The day someone told me she uses turmeric on her hair as a hair mask, I was dumbfounded. Turmeric. Oh my God. Please stop using turmeric on your hair, whether as a mask or as a hair oil. Turmeric is a natural hair remover. I mean, turmeric can get rid of your hair. Choose your fight, though. Choose your struggle. Choose them now. Choose your fight. Don't use your hand. Cause trouble for yourself. I will tell you. No, use your hand. Carry wahala. Give your hair. Some herbs are not meant for healthy natural hair. Don't go and overdo yourself. You can be doing, I'm using natural ingredients. I'm using natural herbs, natural oils. Most of these natural herbs are not meant for your hair. Sorry, they are not meant for your hair, okay? Many women on natural hair use shea butter and coconut oil as a hair moisturizer. Please, these things are not moisturizer. These women will be like, I moisturize my hair daily with shea butter and coconut oil, but my hair is still dry. Why won't your hair be dry? Are you kidding me? Like, please, butters and oils do not contain water, so they are not moisturizers. They can't moisturize your hair but seal in moisture. Get your hair a good leave-in conditioner. That is what we call moisturizer. Stop making things difficult for yourself, please. Butters are not waters. We got the name moisturizer from moisture. Moisture is water. Moist is water. Please. So anything that doesn't contain water cannot be a moisturizer. I think this is the best way to explain this to you guys. So butters, oils are not moisturizers. Please. They are anhydrous products. They don't contain water. How would you have a low porosity hair and you are using shea butter and other heavy oils on your hair? Can't you see that it is not working? My beautiful natural hair women, please stop using heavy butter and oils on your low porosity hair. It sits on top of the hair. It doesn't penetrate into the hair. Can't you see it? Aren't you seeing it? That is not working. If you're on low porosity, if your hair is low porosity, please stop using heavy butters and oils on your hair. It is not working. Find out the right hair products specially made for your hair porosity level. If you are normal porosity level, low porosity level, high porosity level, find what works best for you. Okay? Yeah. Find out the right hair care product for your porosity level. This is one of the reasons your hair looks dry and dull. Okay, so these are the things I want to share with you guys today. So there is nothing like natural hair relaxer. Do not be deceived. Do not waste your money. Save your money. Or you can send it to me. Send me a message. Ask for my account number. I will send you the account details. Yes, you can send me money here in Nigeria, from wherever you are in the world. You can send me money. Instead of using it to go and buy natural hair relaxer, send it to me. So guys, this is what I want to share with you people today, okay? These are one of the reasons your hair is not growing. Your hair is not looking beautiful like mine, because you are kind of confused. You don't want to choose your struggle. You don't want to mind what you use on your hair, okay? There is nothing like texturizer. There is nothing like natural hair relaxer. Oils and butters are not moisturizers. Low porosity hair shouldn't have... In fact, what are you doing with butter if your hair is low porosity? And what are you doing with protein treatment? There is a lot to talk about in this, but please, I will stop here for today, okay? Yeah. So, thank you guys for listening. If you have any question, send me a message on Instagram at Fervent Beauty Hair Care, or you can send me a message on WhatsApp on this number +234 8092717918. This is my WhatsApp number, +234 8092717918. Send me a message, ask me questions, the right products to use, and everything that you need to know about your hair, okay? Thank you guys for listening. Bye. Please stay safe, wash your hands, don't go out. Observe social distancing. I love you people. I wouldn't want coronavirus to catch you. Stay in your house. Stay at home. Please. I love you. I don't want you to die. Oh my God. I miss you guys. Bye.